Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
A great sports mind like Tom Ackerman.
Baseball's really not a hard sport.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning.
Sports, sponsored by McDonald's. Reminding you to round up your total for Ronald McDonald House Charities on your next order.
So what did you say a minute ago, Dan? The Dodgers have punched their ticket.
They have.
The other playoff games are still going on.
Do or die today. I love do or die games.
So Cardinal fans, Tom Ackerman, are left to wonder, could that be us next year? What do you think? You heard the Heim Bloom. We haven't talked since that news conference this week. What's your takeaway?
You know what could have been the Cardinals?
What
happened to the Reds last night?
Yeah.
That would have been the Cardinals' spot. They would have gone to L.A. and gotten trounced twice.
Wow.
So, you know, it's great to make the playoffs. It's awesome. But your season would have been over in about 2 seconds.
18 runs in two games.
Thanks for playing.
Yeah.
Thanks for playing, Cincinnati.
Exactly.
Here are your parting gifts. Good night. I mean, that would have been your postseason experience. So, you know, again, I'm not saying that it's not fun to make the playoffs. It is. But everybody was all wound up. Oh, gosh, the Cardinals, you know, they can't make the play. The season would have been over in about 2 seconds. This is not a team that is capable of making a deep run in October, period. So what you have to think about is, how do you get back to being a giant again? How do you get back to being a star-powered giant? It would have been just another reminder of how far ahead the Dodgers are, how far ahead the Padres are, and the Cubs, and everybody else who's in this thing. Milwaukee, Philadelphia, they're all way better than the Cardinals right now. And if the Cardinals had snuck into the playoffs somehow, they would have gotten thrown down by the Dodgers. By the way, here's another thing to remember, how good we've had it.
Yeah.
The Cincinnati Reds have not won a playoff series since 1995.
Wow.
Haven't won a playoff series, let alone they don't go very often. And when they do, they lose. They haven't won a playoff series in 30 years. How many playoff series have the Cardinals won in 30 years? I should count that up, but it's a ton.
It's a ton. You're right.
Yeah.
I've said many times we're spoiled here.
Since 1995, when Bill DeWitt Jr. took over. In fact, now I've inspired myself to actually add that up, and I'm going to put that into a sports cast. They have won a ton, including 4 pennants and 2 world championships, not to mention all the division titles. So it's just a reminder that we've had it pretty good around here. We're going through a downtime, and it's time to build it back. What I took away from Heim Bloom was he showed urgency in getting it back, but knew that it was going to take a while to do it. And he didn't use the word rebuild, which I disagree with. I think you just go ahead and say it and tell people what it is. But they used the word build a lot. And so did Bill DeWitt Jr. Buildin' Bill DeWitt is ready to go here.
Buildin' Bill.
So they have to build this back to being a powerhouse. And how you do it is you figure out the best way, and Bloom has done this before, and how you acquire elite talent. And that is you draft them, you develop them, and you retain them. When I say develop them, I mean develop them in the minor leagues, not here. This is not the place to develop young players.
Amen.
This is not a farm club. This is the big leagues. When players come up to the St. Louis Cardinals, they should be ready to go fundamentally, and they should be ready to help this team win and get to the postseason. This is not a place to watch Jordan Walker try to learn how to swing and Nolan Gorman try to get his swing down. That happens in the minors. Yeah. And that's the problem that they've had, is that their system down, that's the best way I can explain it. Their system in the minor leagues has not been up to par. Why? Because they didn't put money into it.
To answer Richie's question here on Facebook, yes, Ali Marmol is back. But here's my question. So if you commit to
your... Did he ask if he was back?
He asked if Ali Marmol was back. He clearly hadn't heard that Marmol was had been kept... As manager.
Can I say one quick thing? I love that he asked, but I have to remind myself sometimes that people don't get caught up on sports like us, I guess. And it really surprised me the day that Bloom said officially that Ali was coming back, that everybody was like, oh, I can't believe this. I'm like, what did you think was going to happen? Like, were you not listening to us for months? We told you he was coming back.
Yep.
That they get along, that he likes him. He could have gotten rid of him if he wanted to. That means he likes Ali. He thinks Ollie's the best fit. And we told you that was going to happen for months.
So my point here is we have been fat and happy as Cardinal fans because they've been so successful. But if you're going to base everything you do on developing people into the minor leagues, this is somebody who's not a baseball person asking this question. Don't you have a better chance of doing that if you get to draft high? Because if you're successful as a team, you come in lower in the draft, you're not having access to the best talent because they've been snatched up in the first 5 or 10 picks in the draft each year, right? Well, I mean, you can develop people, but they got to have that basic talent. Those all-stars are going to go first.
Both can be true.
Both things are right. The elite talent, J.J. Weatherholt, Liam Doyle, you get those guys in the top 10. They're going to go right into the big leagues next year and be factors. I think Doyle will rocket himself into the rotation at some point, and Weatherholt's going to start for him next year. So that they will be great. But you have to draft and develop players that you get in the later rounds. Yadier Molina, 4th round. Albert Pujols, 13th round. You can do that. You can go get players, identify them, draft and develop them. They don't all have to be first rounders. You don't have to. That's just one player that if you're a terrible team, you get to pick high. It's just one guy. One guy's not going to change your team. The other way you acquire talent is you trade players and get ready, because they're going to. They're going to trade players and get younger talent to come here. They already did that with Maton and Matz and Helsley, and they got a pretty good haul, actually. Not an overwhelming haul, but a pretty good influx of talent that they like at the single-A level, and this double-A team's really good, actually. They just won the Texas League. So they've got some players. They've got some players, younger players, but they need a lot more. I mean, they need home run hitters. They need power pitchers. They have very little of both.
Yeah. No swing and miss guys.
The Cardinals' leading home run hitter was Wilson Contreras at 20. That ain't going to do it.
No.
I mean, the Cubs, I can rattle off 3 guys off the top of my head who have over 30. So, you know, you've got to compete. If you want to compete in this division, just to start with, you need power hitters and you need power pitchers.
All right, let's shift to football, college, and NFL this week. We got the Tigers with a bye week before the big Alabama shootout, but what else we got to look forward to?
Ethan, I will wrap this in 30 seconds. Ready? Don't you worry. Illinois, don't overlook Purdue on Saturday. I know everybody overlooks Barry Odom and Purdue. Make sure you go on the road and get this thing. Do not look ahead to Ohio State. Get the win against Purdue. They've got good momentum after getting killed by Indiana. They came back, won against USC. Get this thing, then have fun with Ohio State in a week. That is going to be an incredible game. Missouri obviously has a ton on the line with Alabama to feel relevant in the SEC. And on top of that, my Hoosiers will play at Oregon on the 11th. The 11th is going to be an amazing
shootout.
Amazing day.
You got to run, Tom.
I love college football. I do have to. Unfortunately, I could talk to you guys forever.
Awesome. Love you, brother.
Enjoy, man.
See you guys.
Thanks. Tom Ackerman there with more on that. Yeah, my friend Richie followed up on that question with something I'm sure that if Tom had time to talk about, he would have loved to. But he's like, and meanwhile, Mike Schilt is playing October baseball.
He's in one of those do or die games today with the Padres and Cubs. Padres stayed alive with a win yesterday.
I still have to wonder how that all went down. I saw a story on it the other day that basically said he wasn't willing to accept mediocrity, and it put him in direct conflict with ownership.
There was also some very internal coaching philosophy differences between the hitting coach and Schilt. Schilt is a big guy on two strike approaches, shortening up, hit the ball. You know, we were striking out at a rate, still are striking out at a 28 to 35% clip for most of the guys in the lineup. He was saying that needs to be 15%. We need to put the ball in play with two strikes, move the ball around, put pressure on the defense. And the hitting coach and the front office didn't agree. They thought home runs, take the big home run cut, even with two strikes, home runs win games. And that philosophical got down to the point where he says either the hitting coach goes or I go. And they said
they got rid of him.
And then they got rid of him. Yeah, that's
he was hurt by that too. You know, I know he was.
And look what he's doing. Like you said, he has cut down the strikeouts in San Diego and they're winning more games. Imagine that.
Yep. Just amazing how that works. All right. Great to hear from our friend Tom. We're going to be back in just a minute with other news. Top of the hour, Congressman Jason Smith is in here, chair of the House Ways and Means Committee. And we will talk through what it's going to take to end this government shutdown. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.